Warriors with a strong response to a tough Trail Blazers challenge this Game 2 of the Western Conference Semifinals. A real test as the Warriors mount an impressive comeback by standing tall. The energy and intensity paying off late as the Warriors pull away from Portland for the win. And a tremendous effort here at Oracle Arena, giving the Warriors a 2-0 lead in this series, which picks back up on Saturday in Portland. Draymond Green, a game-high plus 19. He had 17 points and 14 rebounds. Festus Ezeli, a huge presence off the bench, 8 points and 6 boards in this one. They joined each other on the podium in the postgame.
Festus, you sat over there for, I think, 80 minutes to start this series and then came in and had that impact. How did you stay ready in that situation?
You know, this team, you know, we have a lot of talent, you know, and I trust the coaches, we all do, and our job is to stay ready and just be ready for when your number is called and be ready to make an impact.
Diamond Leong, Barry News Group. Draymond, what was it like to watch Festus during all this, not just tonight, but see him come up off the bench to greet guys when he's not playing, see him stay motivated, stay ready?
And, you know, it's great. You know, a true professional. He trusts the process, you know, and I think, you know, that's the key to this team. We all trust the process. And, you know, there's times where, you know, I don't know, Coach Carroll sometimes have a weird way of something. You know, he'll go a game and not play. I thought he was probably going to come in with like 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Like, you know, Coach Kerr do that sometimes. But, you know, one thing about Coach Kerr and the coaching staff is they have a great feel for how the game is going, you know. And he came in today and made a huge impact. You know, he was earlier today after shoot around, I walked through the weight room. He in there doing cardio. Hey, be ready tonight, big fella. Like, we don't need you tonight. And, you know, he showed up. And that says a lot, you know, to his character. You know, a lot to the player he is, and, you know, a lot about the teammate that he is. You know, before it was Andy who wasn't playing, and it was Festus and Mo getting the minutes. And then, you know, now tonight, he came up huge for us, changed the entire game for us. You know, and some people's going to look and say, oh, you know, he had caught a couple lobs and had a putback. Nah, like, it's not that. Like, did you see him on the ball screen with Damian Lillard when Damian Lillard completely took over the game? You know, did you see him on in the ball screen with C.J. McCollum? You know, did you see him stop the ball screen with C.J. McCollum, get back and block Mason Plumlee's shot? Like, that's the stuff that I look at. Did you see him coming up with the huge rebounds when we needed rebounds? You know, and so he was great tonight, and, you know, one of the biggest reasons we were able to pull this game out.
For both of you guys, Festus' impact at the end was obvious, but how much did Andre help you to keep you in it, to stem the tide there during the middle of the game?
Andre was huge, you know, when no one else could get it going. You know, he got to the lane, got in the lane a couple times and made big finishes. When we made our run there, you know, had a couple crazy layups and, you know, hit some big shots as well. And, you know, not only that, defensively and, you know, being a facilitator, so... You know, he was huge when everything was going wrong. You know, he is for us. You know, he is that,
call him the ultimate, calming force. Yeah. Ultimate professional. Yeah, you know, he's the one that exemplifies what, you know, the things that I did tonight. He does it every night. You know, he comes off the bench, somebody that's a starter on any team, you know, as a former All-Star. And he brings the energy for us. He is the guy that is the commander of the bench unit, and he – you know, he leads our team every night. So that's just, you know, now that Steph is not there, you can see it even more. And he has to do a little more for us. But he definitely bridged that gap for us when we didn't have anything going the first half.
Festus, how surprising was it not to play the other day? And also, what's this entire season been like for you? You get hurt at times. At one point, maybe you were thinking, maybe you were even willing to except that you might have gotten cut by the team.
Yeah, a lot of ups and downs. A lot of ups and downs this year. But it's been a heck of a ride, to be honest. I really can't complain. I was kind of I was a little down when I found out I was injured and I had to have surgery again, or with another knee. But at the end of the day, you know, I have amazing teammates. You know, guys like Draymond, everybody on this team, they come over there, they wrap their hands around me like, yo, we got you. You know, and that's very comforting to me, and it motivates me more than anything. And so when I'm doing my rehab and I'm working, I'm chomping at the bit to get back on the court with these guys to help them win. So those games, those 31 games that I missed, I just couldn't wait to get back on the court, and more just because I want to be out there with my brothers. And what we've been able to accomplish this year so far, it's beyond imagination. You know, I keep saying it. This kid that just started playing basketball 10 years ago, all of a sudden I'm in this locker room with all these great guys, and I'm just really blessed, to be honest.
I don't mean to butt in, but when I look at his season, I don't see a bunch of ups and downs. I see him having an amazing year. Improving everything that you said he needed to improve up on, whether it was his hands, whether it was his rebounding, whether it was his post moves, he did it. Obviously, the one down was a big down. Now you look and say, oh, a lot of ups and downs because he didn't play the other night. But there are many games that he haven't played. So I think he's having a tremendous year. And, with the exception of the injury, he came back a couple games and was rusty. That's probably expected after 31 games. He's having an amazing year, and he's been key to everything that we've been doing this year.
Hey, Draymond, you had the one low energy game against the Rockets, the 7 turnovers and stuff. Ever since then, it's like you've been on fire. What are you tapping into to sort of rise yourself to that?
I wasn't on fire tonight. I was 7 for 20 and 0 for 5 from 3. But I don't look at my shots and try to determine whether I had a good game or not. Though I felt like I missed a lot of good shots tonight, in and out, and then I also feel like I was a bit thirsty at times tonight. And I think there became a point where me and Clay was trying to do too much. And when we settled down and trusted everybody else, that's when everything started to click for us. So. As far as the way I've been playing, with the exception of that one game, it's playoff basketball. This is what we live for. This, you play the whole season to get to this point. And so, I'm always excited, when this comes this time of year. And I think, you should be trying to play your best basketball at this time of year. And, I've been, playing pretty well. So it's been working out for me. But, really, just trusting my teammates, trusting the system, and, not, getting too out of character, like, my between the legs step back three.
Festus, your play obviously was the catalyst to get this team going. Did you feel when you came off the bench that this was going to be something you'd have to do? In your own mind, did you think maybe it's up to me to kind of give them a little spark?
It's never up to one guy on this team. But, I know what my job is every night. I know I have to come in and, bring energy for our team, block shots, rebound, lob dunks for my man. And, those are energy, those bring energy. Those are catalysts for our team. And, I just wanted to do them to the best of my ability. So every night, that's what my job is, and I was one-track minded when I got out there.
Draymond, you touched on this a little bit. Obviously, they look like they changed their defensive strategy on Clay, and he's done such a great job scoring for you guys with Steph out tonight. He was very frustrated for the first three quarters. He even got a technical there in the third quarter. What brought him back? I mean, did he do that on his own, or? You guys kind of get him pumped up. Steve Kerr's timeout, maybe do it. I don't know.
I told him one thing in the timeout: keep shooting. You're getting good shots. They did change their scheme up, but I think he still got good shots. They just didn't fall. But he brought himself back. He's a competitor, and he's not just going to say, "Oh, I'm having a bad game," and just live with that. Be okay with it. He stepped up in a big moment. Obviously, guys were able to. Find him in a couple situations, and where he, but he knocked shots down. So, the frustration was there, and you got to get him a little credit, for the first three quarters. But that's why we play, this was a 48-minute game. And the last 12 minutes, or I think he came in like at the 8-minute mark, he was the Clay that we need in order to win these games. So, that was big for us. Like I said, get him some credit, but, he bounced back, and that's what we needed.
Fest, you were talking about the energy. Actually, I saw you were screaming under the basket when Blazers had a turnover at the fourth quarter. What went through your mind at that point? You were screaming like, wow, crazy.
I think he's rubbing off on me, to be honest. I was really quiet when I got to this team and I started hanging out with him. you know, we started to get the momentum back, especially defensively. We had a couple stops in a row, and it was effort plays. You know, I would help out on the ball screen, and Draymond would have my back, so I would have to crack back on his man, and you know, we were getting stops that way, and it's fun to be a part of. It's fun to watch. You know, when we play team ball, it's very, you know, there's a lot of energy and emotion that comes into that. So that was just my excitement from getting another stop. You know, that's my job. Like I said, defense is key to winning games, to winning championships. And so that's, you know, that's what gets me excited.
Draymond, after last game, I think Iguodala and others talked about your communication on defense with Bogut. How does that change when Festus is on the floor? And Festus, what's Draymond like as a communicator on defense?
It doesn't change, you know. When he's in the ball screen, I'm the last line of defense, and I'm just behind him telling him, "Hey, stay up, I got your back." And it's important that, you know, if you're the, you know, one thing I used to always, coaches used to always tell me, if you're that last line of defense, you have to be loud, you have to talk. And I think our bigs do a great job of that, you know. So especially against a team like this, like, I can't have him up there. Did you see him defending that pick and roll? He was incredible. I can't have him up there defending the pick and roll worried about what Mason Plumlee's doing behind him. So you got to be behind him talking because he can't see it. And I think that's very important. That's been key to our defense. And, you know, Bogut is great at it. You know, he helps all of us with it. So, you know, it's important that we continue to do that.
Kelly Johnson, CSN. Draymond, both Damian Lillard and Terry Stotts came in here talking about how they competed and really outplayed you for three quarters, just didn't finish. This can be a devastating loss in a playoff series, but do you think they're going to take some confidence in how they were able to compete with you going back home?
Oh, of course. And they're a tough team at home anyway, you know, so they're definitely going to take confidence. And, you know, to their credit, they were better than us for three quarters. But, you know, 48-minute game, and I think, you know, we came out in that fourth quarter and got it done on the defensive end. You know, when you look at this score, 34 points in the first, 25, 28, 12. You know, that's the key to the game, and we've talked about that the entire series. Defensive mindset. Offense will happen. We got to go in with the defensive mindset. And to hold this team, you know, as hot as they were hitting everything at first. Hold them to 99 points, keep them under 100, that's tough to do. So, you know, that fourth quarter for us defensively was huge, and that's how we have to be, you know, the entire series if we're going to win the series.
And here's what we heard from Coach Kerr after this 110-99 Game 2 victory here at Oracle Arena.
I know you always tell your guys to stay ready, but what can you say about the impact Festus had after sitting there for so long?
Yeah, he changed the whole game with his pick-and-roll defense and his presence around the rim, the energy he gave us, and he played 13 straight minutes. And this is a guy who's, you know, been out most of the last part of the season and didn't play much in the Houston series. So phenomenal effort from Fezzi to really change the game.
Diamond Leung, Barry News Group. Steve, would you say the way the defense changed in the fourth, was that due to intensity or just a matter of execution?
I think it was intensity, but I thought, again, Festus, just because he was so active and mobile against all their actions that they run, he just he made things a little tougher on their guards. And, you know, they're so explosive and they run really good stuff. I mean, it's hard to guard. You have to cover a lot of floor against Portland. And I thought between Festus and Draymond, those guys did a great job of protecting the paint and moving and, you know, handling the pick and roll out top. And it was, but, you know, everybody deserves credit, not just those two guys. Andre kept us in the game in the first half, I thought, when things weren't going well. And, you know, Clay stayed with it. He had a rough start to the game, but really came up huge. And same with Sean. I think Sean was 1-for-7 at halftime and made probably the biggest shot of the game on that fadeaway with about 2 minutes left to move it from 5-7. So I could keep going, but we turned around what was a pretty bad game for us, but we had enough time to get back.
Steve, how would you explain the slow start, if you can?
Game twos always scare me, especially if you won the first one relatively easily like we did. It just happens, you know. It's human nature. The other team comes out angry. Maybe you let your guard down a little bit, even though you know you're aware of the circumstances. Portland was phenomenal in the first half. I mean, they played incredibly well. They were making every shot. They were moving the ball. They were, I thought, outworking us defensively, getting into us, running us off of our cuts and our flow. So it was mostly what Portland did, but we hung in there.
Coach, we've seen in these last few games since Steph went out, Andre seems to be attacking the basket more. Has that been a particular emphasis for him with Steph out?
I don't ever have to say anything to Andre. He's one of the smartest basketball players I've ever been around. So whatever needs to be done, he figures it out and he does it. He knew we needed his scoring tonight, so he picked it up. Didn't score much in the first game, but this game he knew we needed it. So he was attacking and being much more aggressive.
Jacob Palmer, San Francisco Examiner. How important was Andre in the first half to keeping the game close?
Well, you know, he does everything for us. He's basically our backup point guard right now with Steph out, but he's also guarding, McCollum and Lillard at times, and he's rebounding for us. You know, 4 assists, no turnovers. He was great at both ends. And yeah, I mean, you know, he was the guy who kind of kept our head above water in the first half.
Coach, over here, Chris Palmer, Bleacher Report. Can you talk about Draymond Green's leadership capabilities and how vocal he is and how that shapes the identity of what you guys do? Also, a follow-up to that is, if you had to describe his personality, how would you do that?
Draymond is extremely passionate, and he never takes a game off, regular season, playoffs, doesn't matter. He's very, very competitive, very vocal. We're a pretty quiet team otherwise, so he's the guy who kind of keeps the engine going.
Roz Gold on Wood, CSN. Coach, what was the difference between game one and two and the types of shots that C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard were able to get? Was there a big difference?
I think they were just they outworked us early. I think, you know, game one for them may have been such a quick turnaround that they weren't on top of their game. They just seemed much quicker, much more active tonight, right from the tip, which is exactly what we expected. So I'm not sure. I'll have to watch the tape to see if the shots were that much different. But generally speaking, when you play as hard as they did right from the beginning and you're cutting and you're moving the ball like they did, shots tend to go in. So they just they execute better tonight, I thought.
Steve, how different is it to go on a comeback without Steph compared to when you have
him? Yeah, it's different. The thing we have to rely on is our defense. You know, anytime you're down and you're trying to make a comeback, it has to start defensively. You have to make stops. And but you know, we're not getting those long range threes from Steph in transition when he's not out. So we have to find and generate points elsewhere. And I thought in our run in the fourth quarter, we had a lot of guys step up and make big shots and big plays. But it was our defense that fueled everything.
Steve, I wanted to get back a little bit to how Klay Thompson turned it around in this game. In the first half, I mean, he was defended really well with bigger guys. Third quarter, you know, he took maybe, you know, got a technical and then had some ill-advised shots. It looked like you were particularly unhappy with one of them right before the timeout. What do you think? What happened during that timeout, or is it just something that Klay did on his own to get himself turned around?
I thought we lost our poise there a little bit late in the third quarter, and I was upset. I called a quick timeout because we didn't run the play right that we had drawn up. And, you know, we didn't finish the quarter well. We could have taken the last shot. Instead, we take a quick shot, and the Lillard hits a three. So, you know, we did not close the third quarter well. But Klay just you know, you got it going in the fourth. He was able to hound Lillard and still have enough energy to make big shots at the other end.
Kelly Johnson, CSN. Steve, to follow up on Lillard, he had 17 in the third, 0 in the fourth. Was there an adjustment you made defensively, or how were you able to kind of shut him down?
Well, Festus had a big role in that because of his activity. And I thought Clay did an excellent job chasing him. Damian is so tough to handle on those high screens. He's so quick, he's strong, he can get to the rim. So he probably missed a couple that he had made earlier, but I think Festus's presence at least made things a little tougher for him.
Steve, how did you see Festus respond to struggling in Houston? How did you see him respond to not playing the other day? And also, did it take Anderson and Mo struggling to have him play?
Well, I always just kind of get a feel. I mean, as a staff, we get a feel for what's needed. We kind of play, you know, all three of those guys off the bench, or we'll play Draymond at center. So we have a lot of different options, and we just try to figure out what's necessary. And we were getting killed defensively and giving up a lot of easy shots. And Festus is obviously very athletic and takes up a lot of space. So that was the idea, was just to see if he could make an impact, and he did. He stayed ready. I'm really proud of him because he hasn't played much lately. And in the Houston series, he didn't really get much of a flow going when he was out there. So this was a good response from him, very professional response to, not playing much before this.
Finally, Klay Thompson with a game-high 27 points, finishing with 5 three-pointers. Here's Klay at the podium.
Started with how focused we were in that fourth. We've been down and out before, and you know, we weren't playing with that good of poise for the first three quarters. In that fourth quarter, we were hunting for good shots and playing stingy defense, and we were just locked in on both sides of the ball, and that's on me. The first three quarters, I came out the timeout and didn't run the right plays a couple times, and I learned from it. But we can build on this game, and you know, that effort there in the fourth quarter is what's going to take to beat this team.
Obviously, they changed their defensive strategy against you, put bigger guys on you, kind of looked like they were rotating players. Looked like they did a pretty good job, and then it looked like in the third quarter you got a little frustrated. How did you get the technical?
Harkins put his head on me, and you know, it might have been a mix of missing a couple open looks and the physicality of the game that just emotions got to me, and it happens. I mean, I haven't had a technical in a while, so I guess it's good to break the seal, but it's not something that I responded well from it, and I didn't let it affect the rest of the game, and that's what you got to do.
Klay, both Kerr and Stotts talked about Festus in that fourth quarter and what he was able to do defensively on the pick and roll. How much did that help you in guarding Lillard? Because he went off, obviously, in the third quarter for 17, but had 0 in the fourth.
Oh, it was so big. I mean, I'm proud of Festus. You know, he didn't play last game, but he was ready tonight, and he's so athletically gifted, and he's got such a bright future in this league. And, he just stayed ready, and that's just like in the finals last year. You know, he came in game 6 and had almost a near double-double off the bench, and same thing tonight. He was so big around the rim and disciplined the pick and roll, and that's what we're going to need from him here on out, just to stay ready and, you know, impact the game in several ways because he has that ability.
Diamond Leung, Barry News Group. Klay, what kind of effect did Harkless have going up against him on defense?
I mean, I got some of those similar shots last game. Obviously, a bigger defender than CJ, so not a guy you can just catch and shoot over. You got to be disciplined, work off screens, and try to lose them. I give him credit, though. He battled for 48 minutes, and give the guy credit. You know, he didn't back down, and just because like, we get open looks, he wouldn't be discouraged, and that's why it's fun to be out there. It's fun competing against guys like that.
Damian makes that shot at the end of the third quarter, and then he comes out, and you pretty much shut him down in the fourth quarter. I mean, what exactly did you do to just try to deny him, you know, for 12 minutes?
It wasn't all me. It was my bigs. They were getting up on the ball screen. He's one of the best in the league at those pull-up threes, and we just want to get him in the three-point line and give it up because, you know, he's such a talented scorer. You don't want to get him going, and I think in the fourth we made that adjustment. We tried to get him inside the three-point line and make other guys beat us. And, you know, our defense was so great there at the end, and if we have that the rest of the playoffs, I think we're going to be – it's going to be a great run. I mean, I'm happy, you know, there was a natural – there's tough game twos, you know, went through it last year that and we lost two of them. So there's going to be a natural letdown, but I'm just happy with the way we responded. We didn't – in that fourth, we, you know, didn't really have our rhythm all game, and on both sides of the ball, we were just locked in, and that's what you got to do against a talented team like the Blazers.
How did you turn your own offense around?
Yeah. I didn't stop moving, you know, just got my – just, you know, threw a couple pump fakes in there, and that got me in rhythm. And never lost confidence. You know, when I'm out there not shooting or not looking for my shot, I'm ineffective. So I just learned from those. I wasn't taking – I took a lot of, you know, four or five bad shots in that first three quarters. And I think in the fourth, I just let the game come to me while being aggressive. That's when I'm at my best.
Clay, Bruce McGowan from KGO Radio. When you guys went on that little run, not a little run, the big run in the fourth quarter, was that in the back of your mind, are you thinking, we're due for this? I mean, you've been in these situations before, and yeah. You know.
Definitely. I mean, basketball is a game of runs, especially when you play a team like that, you know, who's got so much offensive firepower. And we knew that, you know, we were going to eventually make a run, and our defense is, we just stuck with the game plan. It's eventually going to work. So, I mean, we've been resilient all year. You don't reach 73 wins without going through some tough times and learning from it. And we'll learn from tonight that, you know, we're never really out of a game if we just, you know, keep our heads in it.
The Trailblazers host Game 3 on Saturday. Then Game 4 will be Monday night in Portland with this Warrior Sound game recap. I'm Lawrence Scott.